pizza combo.
Pizza combo.
Oh god, I could totally eat some pizza right now.
Yeah?
I have no food in my house.
Really?
Surviving on coffee. I had some bananas that I bought before Ape, and now they're kind of brown.
You should make some banana bread with them.
I ate all my... Yeah, I'll put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
And... Problem with that... Wait, are we recording? This is all gold right
here.
Yeah,
hey everybody, hey everybody.
Are you on?
Yeah, hey everybody.
Is it it?
Yeah.
Is it it?
Yeah, it's,
is it
it's
it?
The tapes are rolling. The record head is engaged.
Did you already say...
Yeah, I think... Whatever. Nobody wants to hear that.
Hi, folks. Hello, audience.
Yeah.
Welcome and greetings to Spy vs. Pi 82. 1982.
Well,
top podcast of 1982. Most likely to succeed, 1982.
We are likely to succeed.
We already have. We are already may have been a winner.
We've got...
tons of acidity.
Yeah.
So, the date's something. It's kind of irrelevant now that we're back on numbers.
Yeah,
so, if you don't know what day it is, then good for you. That's good. That means, you know what? If you don't know what day it is, your life's pretty good, usually. You know?
Yeah, totally.
It's like when you're on vacation, you're like, oh, shit, is it Thursday or Friday? Oh, okay, I don't know.
It is Thursday and Friday today.
It definitely is.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that's good when you're so relaxed and you're having a good time and you don't even know what day or time it is and everything. That's
doesn't
good
matter.
Times.
Yeah, that's good.
That's ideally that's where you want to be, man. Like
Thursday, Friday.
Like I don't know, like in Mexico where they don't really have concept of time and stuff. And
that's right.
There's no word for right now or whatever.
They sleep
or something
twice for.
Yeah,
they
and
sleep twice per day. So it's like
no
they,
kidding,
they got a
man.
Double week.
And they're like, ah, oh, guess what? It's hot and I'm tired. Let's all go to bed. Everyone's like, yeah, well, if we're all doing it, fucking A.
Yeah.
You know?
Brilliant.
But all it's in North America, all it takes is one asshole overachiever to be like, no, I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to stay up and get more work done. And then it makes everyone look bad.
I don't want to harsh your groin or anything, dude. Mexico's in North America.
No, it's not, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't count.
You think it's just North South America?
Are they allowed to, like, come over our borders? No.
Oh, yeah.
I mean real North America.
Right. Everything
guys
from, like, Tennessee up.
Basically everything... Yeah, no, you basically don't even count. Because if you think
Whoa.
About North... If you think about North America, most of it's Canada anyhow.
That's true.
We are most of it, so you're kind of like... Just whatever. We refer to you guys as down there.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
Apropos.
Ooh. That word.
Yeah.
Is like, why is everyone using it so much?
Oh, I don't know. Just because it's the
it
fucking.
It just came up like this year. Like
yep.
Probably in the last, I don't know how many months, but like, it's just all of a sudden people are saying it everywhere. And it's like, it's not really a replacement for saying appropriate.
Nope.
It's not really the same.
Uh-uh.
It's similar, and a lot of times you can get away with it, but, like, I don't know, people always come up with these words, and they
it just
start,
happens,
you, they like, start using them, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna say that now, like, well, what?
Like that goddamn dog shit Uber.
Oh my god.
That's the fucking worst.
I bet the Germans just hate us.
I would hope.
They ought to do something about it.
Yeah, bring it on, fuckers.
Yeah.
They, I don't think we could take them now, honestly.
No, they gave us Uber in exchange for super cool.
Juber.
Duber. Yeah. Uber. Yeah.
Uber dubers. Oh, thank goodness. Yeah, but then Uber replaced consequently. That was the buzzword of the 80s. I remember everyone was consequently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
In the 70s, it was heretofore.
Yep.
Yep.
What other good ones are there?
Oh, what words? Hey, everyone, get on the email there. Voicemail.
Hold
up
on
some...
here. Let me ask Sarah. Sarah, what words?
What are some words?
What are some words?
Tell her to snap off a poem right quick.
Like,
the show. Get a poem moment.
Apropos that people. Uh-huh. Are using
right,
too
right.
much these days.
I know
we
one of
them. Are on the talking show, and now you you, in brackets.
She's on the reading
the listening audience
typing
are show. A part of it.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
says
yeah.
guesstimate. That's
ooh, yeah.
That's gross.
Moving forward, I'll use guesstimate.
Yeah, oh man, moving forward. Oh no, god,
that's
don't
a,
even
that's a classic.
We've already had that discussion once or twice.
I believe that was episode zero right there.
You're, it might have been because
had a two
Every
on
week,
tirade on moving forward.
Yeah, every week at work, we have the staff meeting, and it's a lot of moving forward and all that kind of stuff. Doable. Wow.
Doable.
Guess and estimate things. Are the same thing. Doable. Yeah, that's not even a real proper word.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How about surmisement? I hear that all the time. It's the bus drivers always with the surmisement.
Survivement.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, yesterday I was all like whining and crying about like, Ive didn't even do anything. It's not even, why is Ive getting all this attention? He didn't even do anything. Remember?
I remember that joke that you made.
Yeah. Well, I still stand by that. I figured out it's Jamie again.
Yeah.
Jamie wins again because Jamie was the first to copy.
Exactly.
He actually started it.
Yeah, but.
But he's getting burned this time.
But really, it was Dean, right?
No, Dean invented Batgirl.
Oh, I forgot.
Or something. Do you know if Dean listens to the show? Everyone, listen, if you don't know who Dean Tripp is,
then
you must not have the internet because...
Because he's all over that shit.
Something.
He's all up in it.
He's, yeah, like crabs.
Assistive. Assistive. Sarah says assistive.
Assistive.
I've never heard that before.
I've never heard that, no.
No. I think you're lying. I think... You are lying about that one.
Tom's bedroom
that sounds
terms.
Like does that sound like fake typing to you? Does it?
Yeah.
It
oh like, yeah. You're wearing a jacket.
I'm the
totally.
It sounds like I am fake typing.
That's some bull puckus right there.
Yeah, but it was actually real because I type like that. I type hard and fast.
Nice.
That's my style.
I like a loud
That's
keyboard.
How I rule.
It's authoritative.
I like my keyboard because it's like noisy enough, but I don't like the ones that are clicky. You know. They make a little snap. So.
I like every key to behave like a caps lock key.
What do you mean?
You know how like the caps lock key, you push it and it like sticks down?
No, mine doesn't do that.
I guess mine doesn't do that either.
But there's old style did that and it had a light on it, like on the actual key. Remember those ones?
Yeah.
Like, the light was actually on the key. Now it's like the light's in the top corner, you know, telling you that what's on or whatever. This is
cool,
Sarah though. Says. Let me do Sarah.
Okay,
let me do Sarah
sure.
voice. This is Sarah.
Hey, this is this is almost like as though someone were to email us.
Yeah. My friend Robin, when she got trained to Teach for America, trained in Teach for America. That doesn't make sense, Sarah. What are you talking about?
She's at work. She's trying to be covert.
They said things about being assistive and giving 1,000%.
Wow.
1,000% is an awful lot.
That
it's
would
like
kill you.
It's like when you think about 100%, and you're like, how can I give 10 times more than the maximum?
That is a lot.
Basically, if there is 1,000%, it really devalues 100%, doesn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
The whole percentage system is.
And I hate it when people put LGE on the end of something, like ponage.
Ponage.
Dog and ponage.
My little ponage?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of. Horrible ideas.
Okay. Horrible idea update.
Horrible. Brian, I hate to tell you this.
You do not. You do not hate it.
No, I really do.
Okay.
I really do. I'm. I was.
I don't mean to be a dick, but
I was kind of wary about telling you.
Okay. This. Were you leery? Were you weary? Were you Larry?
Yeah.
I was very leery about this.
I was Timothy Larry.
You were Leisure Suit Timothy Larry.
Yeah.
Leisure Suit Leary. No. That's not bad. I like that. Let's write that down.
Ooh, that is
Let's
good.
Let's do that.
That should come with some kind of 3D glasses or something.
I think so. Yeah. Man, we're just full of ideas.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
What? Pumped full of beans, dude. That's what we are.
Yeah.
I think it's the 2 hours later.
You know what? It is. And now is
You're awake.
The time. Yeah, well, it's the time of the day where I'm normally at work. So I'm like, this is what I'm usually amping up for is right now at this minute. And, yeah, so I think I should basically just quit my job and we should podcast full time.
Okay. 8 hours a day? That'd be great.
Yeah, and it'll go out live. People can stream it at work.
Yes. Oh,
Well, we wouldn't do 8 hours. We'd probably do like a 3 hour block.
Okay. And 3 hours and then lunch and then 2 more hours, something like that?
I'm into it.
Three hours, lunch, and then a nap.
Check it out. We can fool them because when we eat lunch, and that gives us a little something extra to talk about. Hmm?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
What I just ate. What I just ate. Here's the... Oh, no. Ow. 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 Oh, man. You have such a percussive laugh.
Me?
Yeah. Good. Like, I don't want to say that I like your laugh, though. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
John Hill fag bash us some more.
Oh, I'm so glad Brian's back. Oh, he's so good at the podcast. Oh, man. He thinks he's so great.
No, it was more like, Phil, you think he's so great. Anyway, here's the terrible, horrible that I have to tell you, Brian.
Okay, I feel a little guilty about this. I'm ready for it. I can take it.
Well, I'll stop buttering it up then.
Okay. No, never stop buttering it up.
All right, I'll just give it to you dry.
Yep.
There's some bad... It's not bad news. It's good news for me, but it's really bad news for you.
It's bad news for people who like good people news.
Yeah. What is that? That's a record, right?
Modest Mouse?
Oh, yeah.
Starring Jason Turner? Jason I saw Turner the guy, and you're right. That's totally Jason Turner.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, basically... So, Biesky... I'm entering another goddamn contest of sorts.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just when you thought it was safe to exist.
Yes. Okay, well, what is it?
It's a song fight offshoot, dude.
Oh, what is it? It's like a survivor.
It's song fight survivor, basically.
Oh.
Here's the deal. Round zero started today.
Okay.
And you can get in on this if you want. Well, I am now.
You just still want me to beat you?
No, I do want you. If you were part of this, then we'd really have something to talk about on the show.
Okay, well, maybe I will.
So here's the little.
Okay, well, tell me how it works.
Okay, right now, every
sorry, sorry, nothing. Sorry.
Every ape in his anus right now is free to enter this round zero business.
Okay.
Right
here. Yeah.
Because it's going to get down to 25 competitors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And currently, the title. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is Let Me In. You know, let me in.
Yeah.
That's the title. But see, every song has little restrictions, little additional non-optional challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And the one this time is non-traditional percussion.
Thing. Do you want to use my laugh?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what reminded me. But, So then, after this round, that'll determine who the 25 people in it are. And I think it goes... I think it's six or 7 weeks. I'm not sure. Something like that. But, you know, like, you get the song. I think you have 5 days to do it. And then they have 3 days for the judges to deliberate and figure out who they're kicking out.
Hmm.
But every week also has a really hard trivia question. And if you get that trivia question, you get the immunity thing.
But can't you use the internet to find it out?
Well, apparently the questions are going to be harder than the internet. I don't know how they're going to pull that off.
All right.
But they did this last year, and I guess it went really great. And, you know, I didn't want anything to do with it. But this time, I was so jazzed up by the covers everyone did, and then the start date happened to coincide with my... coincide? What the hell?
Your coincide?
Happened to coincide. Yeah, it lined up with me getting all them covers and everything, so I was all like... Okay, sure, yeah, I'll go for that.
Okay.
And I'm already having, you know, buyer's remorse, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'll do it anyway. That's fine. I'll just have to win or whatever. But, I don't know, it sounds pretty jazzy, sounds pretty good, you know?
Well, at least there's an end of that, right? There will be a definite end date. So that is good.
You could almost extrapolate the end date now. I'm not sure what it is exactly,
right.
But I know that it's out there. I know that.
Well, no, that's a good thing that we can talk about your progress. I don't think I will be doing it because I'm just not very good at it.
Really?
I'm not very good at making songs, dude.
What about making movies?
What about making copies?
Fighting around the world.
No, I don't know. But if you need me to help on anything, I definitely will, but I don't think you do.
I think the optional challenge is likely going to be no help from Brian.
Damn.
Yeah, I will. I will keep you updated on the progress. I definitely understand why you would not want to do it.
Yeah. No, I'm just like I might. I have been thinking about regular Songfight, though, again.
Oh, yeah?
But it's bad because, like, I think that the best Songfight stuff that I've been involved with has been with Spy vs. Spy
yes.
songs. And I don't want to make you divert your mojo
yeah.
into another thing. So I'm not going
to drag that there's finite mojo. You know what I mean? It's like, I wish every week I could have like 5 new Obama Anonymous songs, 10 Hell Yeah's records, and fucking 34,000 Spy vs. Spy songs.
I know. We still have one in the can, don't we?
75 pages of comics. And yeah, we do. We've got Stuck in Steve Burrell there.
Yeah, still. We should maybe release that.
Really polish that
into
down.
Into the wild.
Hone it into the...
Someday.
Wild in the streets. You know, we could
poop it'll be good releaseage.
Right yeah. We could poop out the demo and just be like, hey, listeners, what does it mean? You know?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. Contest time.
Yeah, that's right. If you can guess what the song needs, you win an animated gif.
Of me and John Campbell.
John Campbell's elbows.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's the thing. And it's got a goofy name.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's Nurein.
Nurein.
It's two words.
N-U-R?
Yeah.
E-I-N?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not a real thread digger, you know? So.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I got on my semi-immediate horizons.
Cool, man.
Yeah, should
I'm looking
be
forward to it.
It'll either be something or it won't be anything.
Okay. Well, maybe I will just record solo songs anyway, because I'm kind of feeling the need to...
That'd be cool.
...do some things here.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, if you're not too busy, maybe, like, you can help out on my songs a bit.
I like to help.
Okay. Deal. Hold me to it. It's on record. It's on tape.
Whoa. Okay.
I got it on tape.
Awesome. Speaking of tape, did you see that,
yeah.
dude? I mean, I know it's topical, but did you see that shit? I think that's awesome.
I love it.
I think it's great. I'm
personally,
so...
I think it's about time. I think it's high time we had that happen.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, what's his face? You know, wheelchair robot voice guy?
Stephen Hawkins?
That's the guy. Richard Dawkins.
Rompin' Stephen Hawkins?
Rompin' Dawkins went into the moon boat and did a little float-around action. I think that's
no
great.
No fucking way. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he flew up in that, you know, there's that zero-gravity plane.
Sure.
The Sharp Raymond Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rode around in that, and so there's a picture of him, like, fucking floating, which is, I think that's awesome.
That totally is.
For a dude who can't do shit, like, walk around and all that, whatnot, you know,
he,
to be able to...
He can't do shit?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do, you know?
No, he just can't reach it. I don't know, it's something, he's got short forearms, just not gonna happen.
Yeah, he's got 4 short arms.
Hey, he looks tickled pink, though. I don't know if he's, you know, facially paralyzed, but...
I think he's probably just peeing.
He looks pretty jazzed. It's him and an apple floating in this zero gravity plane. You know what they do, right? You know,
they do loops and they make you barf.
They do poop loops. Yeah, I think it
just
sounds fun.
Just follow my nose. Just follow my nose.
I bet. Pardon me. I think. I think. Oh no. I think it'd be fun. I'd be into that, but I'd be. I don't know. I bet you get real depressed when gravity kicks back.
Yeah, and it probably doesn't last nearly long enough, you know?
No, I think it's...
When is it that they're going to invent zero-G on Earth, man? When can they do...
Whoa. Uh-oh. You have cut out. I'm losing you. Look, what does this bad connection icon mean? You there?
Where? Yeah, I'm here. I'm here right here.
Wow, whatever you just had the idea for, the internet didn't like it because it just was all hiss.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
It was a Cobra Hiss Tank.
Yeah.
Cobra Piss Tank.
That's what it... piss jugs.
High definition Hiss Tank.
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm so behind on Trailer Park Boys.
You're only...
Has there been a third one yet?
I think so, yeah.
Or is that this weekend?
No, yeah, there has been a third one.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
I'm steadily a week behind, so yeah.
Okay. It's very important.
So far, so good, dude. It's pretty bleak this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's just it's there's no big scheme. It's all just like really horrible, shitty, petty crime. Stealing luggage at the airport.
I still haven't seen the movie.
From word on the street.
From under the street.
From under Bear. No, my young man, old man,
mm-hmm.
my dad, who turned
Gary
me on
old,
to the
Charlie Gary Oldman,
who actually really? Turned me on to candidate. So,
oh
yeah,
before you knew me, he was like,
yeah,
son,
that's right.
There's something you gotta know.
That's right.
All the Canada, cool guys live in Canada is the best.
That's right.
And it comprises most of North America.
That's right. That's right.
Oh man, that's the other one. Is that comprises, man?
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
Because like, there's composed of.
Yep.
And this comprises this, and yeah. it's a lot of comprised of.
Comprises to the top.
Stop trying to sound smart. Just yeah. don't. You know. Just admit. That's what we do. Spy versus spy. We don't. We're not trying to pretend we're smart.
No, not at all.
And if we make a mistake, we're like, oh shit, we made a mistake. All right, well, we're dumbasses.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, like, all right, thanks for correcting us because we didn't know, and now we do, and that's great. But
little Atomic Henry tie-in. My dad tells me anyway that the Trailer Park Boys movie,
yeah,
non-canon.
Oh really?
Can you believe that shit? It's like ultimate Trailer Park Boys.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's weird.
Well, I want to see it.
I haven't seen it, but I get it's you're going to be
Let's
in for a
together.
Lot of repeats, dude.
Do you want to watch it together?
That would be kind of cool.
It would be.
All right, I'd do that. Yeah.
I'll have to turn your volume down a little
Let's
bit.
Let's so both go buy the DVD.
Yes, but how will it work with... You'll have to start yours like 2 seconds before I start mine.
No, I think it'll be okay because...
You just start laughing. You'll be like, what's the fuck? Oh.
No, I'm slow on laughs, dude. So, yeah, I'll start mine early.
Takes you a long time to process what's going on.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Process.
It's Prasos, dude. Why can't you say
prasos.
It right? What's wrong
Pre-sass.
With you? Candidans.
My favorite part of the beer is the haps.
Is it?
Yep.
The delicious haps.
I think your favorite part is the malt.
Yeah, totally. That's my favorite part of anything. Oh, no coffee oatmeal today. It's coming, but I was
Man, you gotta let me know how that turns out. I'm too afraid to try it myself.
I was too asleep
Although,
to make it.
Although, that is the one food I have in my house right now that I could actually make.
Really?
Yeah.
Coffee oatmeal and put a little rotten banana in there?
And I have some cheese. I can melt cheese on top.
Oh, great. Is it under
I would food? Grate it first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, hey. Harf. Oh man, I tell you. Okay, I haven't seen all of the. a dolphin. That's what it is. Doing a fucking dolphin cackle.
A dolphin.
A dolphin.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh,
the
draw
thing.
That up. Please draw that.
Too late. Steve Wolford already drew it. And that was from
A-dolphin,
that time
really?
We were on the train. And those German girls looked at a sketchbook.
Oh, that's right.
And he had chimpanzee Deutsch, and Adolphin, and putting on the blitz.
Very good.
And then that's the first thing they flipped to, and then they jumped his bones.
Sure.
Can you imagine though? Like if you had like a drawing of Hitler, and you're like, oh god, this is embarrassing. They're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Oh right.
Let's
totally.
Go do it right now. Oh man, people were doing it on the train. Did I already say? Yeah, I already told you that, right?
Does Steve really have bones?
Bones?
Yeah.
In theory.
He looks too comfortable.
He's composed entirely of hoodie.
That 5 means how many guys you're racing against. So if you want to only race against one guy, you turn it down to 1.
I find the best thing to do is to turn the can on the opposite side.
What?
Thereby making it easier to open. I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
Are you talking about that trapezoidal corned beef can?
No. Maybe.
Yeah,
what a weird
can.
Shape.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it to be like that.
No. It's just to upset your sandwich.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I got my comic, by the way.
You got what?
I got that comic you guys drew me for.
Oh, good. Awesome.
For
what, what'd you
whatever
think?
Reason. I thought it was great. It's my desktop
cool.
now. So.
Right on.
Yeah. Okay, but go on. There's people doing it on the train?
Yeah. Okay, I went down to use the toilet on the train.
In the
and,
boiler room? Wait, in the...
Yeah, no. This is, like, on the actual train. There's, like,
in
a whole...
In the coal
like,
car?
Yeah, in the Fremunda car. And I heard people... Well, I heard a woman in the throes of passion. And I was like, whoa, awesome. People are doing it. That's pretty cool. Like, at first I was a little embarrassed. And then I was like, I went, actually, I didn't go down to the washroom, to the restroom, I should say, so you understand what I'm saying. Right. I went down to get some water. There's like a little water spigot, and I heard people doing it, and I just like sort of hung out there and listened for a little while. I'm like, hey, that's kind of hot, you know? Yeah. And then later, we saw the couple in question, sort of all disheveled, like walking down the aisle of shame. And but they were quite drunk. And but apparently, a little while later, they got even drunker and got thrown off the train for playing D&D or something. I didn't quite get the full story. D&D.
They were impersonating... Wait, they what?
Yeah.
Like, Dawn
and Disorderly. And they got kicked off the train, and apparently they got arrested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, at least
This is what Jason Turner found this out from the, like, cafeteria car guy. Who was awesome on the train down all the train staff was so cool. They were like all so jovial and just like having a good time, and they were all super cool people. And then the way back, we got like the grumpy old staff. I don't know, and like the 70s train or whatever is all brown and stuff. But yeah, the guy who was working the food car there was Phil and Jason. And
oh, there you go again. Can't hear you.
Oh, what the fuck?
Now you're back.
Okay. Well, apparently, yeah, so Jason was talking to the food car guy, and he was like, yeah, and they all got taken away, and I guess someone said, like, oh, what for? And he's like, I don't even want to talk about it. But it was pretty clear that it was the people who were doing it. So, do not try to join the Foot High Club. Because if you get caught, you will be taken off the train. You will not reach your destination, and the police will probably come and get you.
Club? That's...
Yeah, he. but yeah, that was pretty weird.
Pretty
and there
wild,
was also
man.
Like an announcement on the train, like telling people not to get drunk and also not to swear. It's like, this is a family train. Cursing will not be tolerated. I'm like,
family
what?
Train? What?
I don't know, dude. Well, that's the thing, is that the people heard that and they thought, well, this is the family train. Let's get started on that.
Let's repopulate the train.
Yeah, let's get going. yeah, so don't do it. Try doing it on a train.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I'll try Maybe. To try not to do that.
And then on the way back, there was a man with two little girls, uh-oh, his daughters, I assume, and we were stopped in, I think, either Eugene or Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And I saw, like, as we were pulling up to the station, I saw, like, some cops come up, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. I wonder if there's, like, a felon on board or something. And the guy was out there, and the cops came up to him, and he put his hands behind his head. And I was like, oh, shit, what's going on? Like, some shit's going down. But then, like, immediately he took his hands down, and the cops seemed, like, pretty friendly and stuff. But they took the... I don't know if the guy was getting off the train there. I don't think he was. But they kind of took him off and all his stuff and his two little girls. I don't know what happened. Maybe he was stealing children or something.
Wow.
I don't know. It was all sketchy. It made me sad. It was, like, a real downer, you know?
Huh.
It's kind of the opposite of people doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a horrible... story.
It is, but unless that guy was a jerk and deserves to be taken away.
Oh, like that other guy?
Maybe it's a good story. What other guy?
Stephen Baldwin's dead.
What happened?
You hear about that?
No.
Come on, dude.
What?
You ever heard that
Mr. Baldwin?
You ever heard that clip of Alec Baldwin chewing his daughter out on the phone?
What?
Oh, dude, it's so ruthless. He goes on way too long. She's like 11, and he's just brutal.
What happened?
I'll dig it up. I'll tack it on. That's our audio.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't even know what this is.
No, he was just being a dick on the phone. Alec Baldwin was just being a dick to his kid on the phone. Everyone's already heard it. But
how do we know? How have we heard it?
Because Jim Bassinger there, his former wife-in-law or whatever.
John Basinger.
Yeah.
Free Basinger.
Pooped the tape out to the outlets there.
Did those guys get divorced?
I don't know if they're totally divorced or if they're just working on it.
Dang.
I think that's the final straw.
Man, that was like, that's like, you know, if that's it, that's like, man, that's the end of the innocence, man. That's like...
Almost. I'm pretty sure Whoopi Goldberg and...
Ted Danson?
Ted Danson are still together, so that's where the innocence rests.
Whoopi Cushion? We talked about that already, right?
I don't know, did we?
Whoopi Goldberg, her original idea for a stage name was going to be Whoopi Cushion.
Oh, man.
And her mom is like, was either her mom or her grandma or whatever, was like, no, no, don't do that, because, you know, like, it's, you can't respect yourself if you change your name to Whoopi Cushion. So she, and then she kept Whoopi and then just got a Jewish last name.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Is that a made-up last name?
It's all made up. It's all made up. Look
all
it up
of it's
on Wikipedia.
Made up?
Yeah, yeah. That's a fake name. It's a stage name. But she was actually gonna go by Whoopi Cushion. Can you imagine her actually having a career with that name?
Wow, that is wild. I'm terrified.
Circle gets the square.
I have to agree. Disagree.
Spy versus Fi. Circle gets the square since 2006. Episode 82. You guys, can you
That's
believe
right.
it?
There it went.
That's the end of episode 82. It's episode 82.
There before the grace of God goes episode 82.
Yep. Nice knowing you, assholes.
Whoa, that's a little harsh. They haven't
I meant the previous 81 episodes.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I know. Because you're dicks.
Smell you later.
That's right. Except
the pre-tape show from the 90s was pretty awesome. It's been a long time since I'd heard that.
And it was like roughly the 90s. I'm not sure if it was the 90s or the late 80s.
Well, it was on the cusp. It was on the cusp of 1980 and 2000.
We didn't seem entirely certain ourselves.
Well, the problem is, like, here's the thing, is that what people don't know is back in the day, we used to do the show by mailing. I would talk for a bit and I would mail the tape to Phil. And because of the speed of the postal system, that show, like, it takes place really over the course of...
Oh, yeah.
Like a long period of time. And so you can kind of tell. You can kind of tell there's subtle differences in the cuts. And if you have a keen ear hole, you can tell.
Spot.
Ear spot?
A keen spot ear hole? Thanks to Keen Spot. You don't have
E-spot?
To listen for...
Thanks to our sponsors, Keen Spot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was that
sure. No doubt. So funny. You know, I was looking through the failures of the Daily Grind there the other
And you're like, that Brian, he could have been something.
No, it wasn't like that, but I was looking
at Tom McHenry.
All the chodes that thought they were big shit or whatever, you know, and like,
yeah,
they all
oh, no
fell
kidding.
By the
yeah.
wayside. Now, now it's nothing but the total crazies, man. It's just every single one of us survivors now. It's just a total mental defect, man.
You are never going to beat Paul Gadzikowski.
No. I mean,
there's no possible way. He cannot be defeated.
I look at the list of competitors now.
Here's the thing. The only thing you got on that guy, is like 30 years
lifespan. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, he will probably die first, and then you might win.
But like, well, I guess like Longmire is kind of, you know, I could see him pretty soon just being like, ah, fuck this. You know,
do you want me to take him out?
Yeah, I do.
Tonya Harding.
But what's the guy? You know, does the thing? All the little, you know.
Nope.
He does all the little ballpoint pen gerbils.
Brandon Lewis?
With the,
yeah,
no,
I know.
No,
I know
the
I
guy
know
that...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I forget his name. Yeah,
me too. But I don't know, man.
No one knows anything about that guy.
Tenacity.
I think it's a robot. He's from the future.
Shit.
He already won.
You can't stop people from the future. You know, one of these days we should post one of our shows from the future. You
Maybe.
Know, since we did the classic show, we should go ahead and get a hold of one of the ones from a couple years from now and put that up.
Yeah, is it the one where we sound all jowly?
Well, it's after, you know, podcasting catches on, you know, to the extreme, and they become different, you know, different genres. You know, not so much like the, you know, the topics, but like actual, like, there's like an ambient movement, you know, like an ambient podcast movement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very sparse.
Wait, are we still recording, or is the show over?
Oh, shit, the show is over.
I forget. What happened?
It totally bypassed this.
Bonus
song.
Track. Yeah. How do you feel about bonus tracks on CDs? On CDs.
I said bypassed.
Leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me. for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old, or that you're a child, or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit, and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless,